body or in spirit. The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you will have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, Jesus said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. At this time, we are going to watch a brief video. And then following the video, there'll be a reflection and some time for us to discuss a little bit, which we've learned has been the practice at Christ the King and Cristo Rey over these last weeks of Lent. So enjoy the video.
I hear you cry, beloved. I hear you cry for me.
time, and you stand there like fire. You were stormy like water. I just don't understand this kind of love. You hold up your hand and you tell me you're a painter, and now you're a bleeding watercolor. I will still be beautiful when it dries.
Beautiful.
When
it's done, when
I'm
like a masterpiece from a master's
hand.
When it's done, when you're done
it's
with
all
me,
that's
be beautiful,
all that's
beautiful,
beautiful.
Your hands have stopped,
beautiful.
Your hands have left it's pieces of canvas on the floor.
Is all
that's a stone on the floor.
Beautiful.
You stop your swinging in your world.
Beautiful.
And I'm beautiful.
Is all that's left.
Part of that video that stood out most to me was the people just walking down the street probably didn't realize that they would get their feet washed that day. I have to imagine just walking down the street, you could see some of them were like, are you for real? Is this going to happen? Like, what are you doing? We don't know the context around it. And it made me wonder if the people who did get their feet washed were Christian or not. And the question, does it matter? I had the gift this week when I was preparing for tonight to show this video to a friend of mine who does not profess to be a Christian. And I asked this person to watch the video and tell me what their interpretation of it was, especially in light after I told them of where the foot washing comes from in the Bible story. And this person said, well, I think it means that no work is beneath us. He said, tell me more about that. Well, hearing what Jesus had said to the disciples and the disciples being uncomfortable with Jesus washing their feet, that's a little bit different than what we saw on the screen tonight. I couldn't figure out why it sat funny with me that it was just out on the street and strangers, and it drew me in. This was one of a few videos I could have chosen for this evening. And it's different when it's strangers, right? We don't know the status of a stranger walking down the street, but Jesus' followers knew that he was something special, and it surprised them that he would lower himself to that level to wash their feet. Nothing is beneath us. We are to love and to serve one another in Jesus' name. That is a tall order, but it's also a simple order that perhaps we trip over on occasion when we make it too complicated. At this time, I would like you to turn to your neighbor and share with your neighbor a time that you were surprised by an act of service that someone else did for you, something that took you by surprise, some time that you were surprised or delighted by something that someone else did for you. And I'd love it if you could turn to your neighbor and tell them your name and what congregation you attend. Look for someone, my former colleague at my last congregation, we'd do these sort of sermons a lot, and he would say, turn to someone next to you who looks reasonably friendly. So don't turn to the person who doesn't look reasonably friendly. And also he would push, try to get out of your comfort zone and not turn to someone who came in the same car with you, okay? All right, that's a challenge, but the questions are up on the screen. Try to branch out a little bit, and we're just going to take about probably 4 to 5 minutes for this. Go ahead. And they say Lutherans don't like to talk to each other. That's not true. You did that so well. I just want to applaud you for that. I hope you heard some stories of hope. I know I did. What a lovely gift. I think this is so important for us to celebrate the times when other people surprise us with the good things that they do, especially when we often read this story as something we're supposed to do, right? Something that we're supposed to carry with us, we're supposed to go out and do. But what about noticing the times that that is a gift to us, that someone else does something for us? I hope and pray that that is an inspiration for you this week, especially as we begin these 3 very holy days leading up to Easter. Let us remember that Jesus served us, served his disciples, and continues to serve us, because each and every one of us is a beloved child of God. Thanks be to God for each and every one of you. Amen.